While canvassers are knocking on doors to help President Obama make his case, other political insiders are preparing their own arguments on the budget and the economy. Joining us is NPR's Robert Smith. Hi, Robert.
Hey.
Let's talk about Senator Dodd from Connecticut. He came out swinging over the weekend after being attacked for a week. He was criticized for voting for an amendment to the stimulus plan that allowed the AIG insurance company bonuses. But, Robert, other senators cast the same vote, so why is Senator Dodd the target?
Well, he sort of put himself in this situation. He's the head of the Senate Banking Committee, and for months now, he's been throwing himself in the media spotlight as the man who's going to shepherd bank reform and bank rescue. And all along, he's been trumpeting the fact that, you know, he wants to limit executive compensation. And when the news came out about the AIG bonuses, he was one of many on Capitol Hill who were outraged this was happening. And then it turned out that he actually wrote the language, the loophole language in the stimulus package that allowed these bonuses to happen. Now, to be fair, Senator Dodd was back in Connecticut this weekend saying, look, he had no idea AIG had the bonuses in the pipeline. He says the Treasury Department asked him to put in the loophole, and he was really sort of pushing back and saying this is all the Treasury Department's fault, but, you know, image is everything. And Dodd put himself there as the symbol, and now he's become a symbol of at least a government not taking care of business, I guess.
So what happens to his standing in the eyes of the voters? I mean, his popularity was going down even before this happened.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, remember, a year ago, this guy was running for president. And since he dropped out after the Iowa caucuses, it's been a downhill run for him. He's been in the Senate for almost 30 years. And just slowly but surely over the last few years in Connecticut, his poll numbers have been dropping. He has about a 46% approval rating now. And he's trailing a former Republican congressman who will run against him next year. And it's interesting because it's nothing major. There's these sort of mini scandals. He received some favorable mortgage rates from Countrywide Financial. He had a friend of his who pleaded guilty to insider trading. And in the old days, that might have seemed minor. But these days, there's such anger over the economy and Wall Street that any whiff of any little scandal can be pretty deadly to a politician.
Well, Connecticut isn't the only state where political hay is being made over these bonuses. What's going on in New York?
Well, you know, it's fascinating because really the whole AIG mess is the biggest political issue in New York State right now. I mean, we have our Attorney General, Andrew Cuomo, who has his eye on being governor someday, like his father. And Cuomo's been throwing out subpoenas to AIG, demanding to know the names of the people who've got their bonuses. And he's really sort of taken the limelight as this crusader against AIG. And then in upstate New York, I was just up there for a special congressional election that's going to happen at the end of the month. And that whole race there is now turning on AIG. The Republican is laying the blame on the Democrats for allowing the bonuses to go through. And meanwhile, the Democrats saying that the loopholes wouldn't have happened if he was in Washington. And they're both going back and forth about whether Timothy Geithner should resign. It's an interesting race. They're trying to see who's more outraged.
In 40 seconds or less, can you tell us what's expected when Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner and Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke go before the House Financial Services Committee and the Treasury announces it's supposed to announce its new bank bailout plan?
Well, it'll be an interesting week for Timothy Geithner. I mean, I think that the hearing before Congress should look a lot like the one we saw last week with the head of AIG. A lot of Congress people expressing outrage, and we'll see if Timothy Geithner will take it and apologize or try and explain the big picture. And on the bigger picture, we have him sort of unveiling his plan for toxic assets, which should happen next week, and Wall Street will be watching.
NPR's Robert Smith, thank you.
You're welcome.